the quantity. A quantity is less this year. It's going to be not a lot. Before, I used to buy anything, everything, a lot. But now I make sure I buy, you know, a little bit what I need, not what I want. And that works now. It's working. I don't want to cook a lot because I don't want to waste a lot. So whatever we need, I'll ask my kids what they want and make like just for them and for me and for my husband. And that's it, you know, for four people.
To tell us more about how inflation is affecting how people observe Ramadan this year, I'm joined by Sabur Khan. He is a husband and father and a local representative of the Muslim Association of Canada. Good morning and Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning to you.
So tell me, is this something what we heard in that clip? Is that something people are talking a lot about right now?
I think it depends on which segment of the community you are in. Definitely inflation is having an effect. Mostly it's having an effect on the refugee communities, the people who have most recently come to Canada, because the cost of living, you have to pay your rent. You can't change that. You can't adjust that. And that has gone through the roof. And so where people compromise, where people adjust is perhaps their food bill, perhaps other things. But definitely food for them is something that they think a lot more about.
And what would be served at iftar each night? What kind of foods would be on the table?
Sure. Typically, because you're kind of limiting yourself to one and a half meal, you want to have some protein. Dietitians recommend that, and that's something that gives you the energy. There are a lot of traditional meals that every cultural group will have. For example, South Asians, they may have some pakoras, samosas, maybe Middle Eastern cuisine. They have various dishes of their own, hummus and other things. So it depends on the cultural background of the people, and there is a huge mm-hmm. spectrum of them across the world.
And which parts are most affected? The food prices, is it the meat that you're seeing the most been skyrocketing the most?
From what I have heard, speaking with folks, vegetables are actually where things have really skyrocketed. Somebody was giving me the example of how for salads, you know, instead of using the same amount of lettuce and greens, you know, they're trying to reduce that and use alternatives for salad. So that is what I'm hearing. And another family, for example, they were using a lot of frozen, like they're buying frozen spinach and using that instead of buying fresh. Some of the families I spoke to, actually, something my mom, who lives with me, also does is we saw the prices going up in the summer. So she sort of froze some vegetables over the summer.
Wow.
and pickled some things. So
smart.
There's different strategies people use for that.
And how often is the meal a communal one where a family invites another family over and sort of, you know, stomachs and carries the load of that cost of that meal as well?
Typically on the weekends is where some people, there's no specific schedule. You can share a meal any night. And it is sort of the month of giving for us. It is where we're supposed to sacrifice for other people, especially the less fortunate, but even our neighbors, our family. People are trying to do their best to make sure that is still part of their routine for the month, whatever it takes. Maybe like we saw in the clip, they're trying to be more conscious about how to avoid waste. Because during the day when you're preparing, like in the later part of the day when you're preparing for iftar, the breaking of the fast, you want to cook a lot of different things. You may have appetite for a lot of different things. But when it actually comes to it, because over time your stomach shrinks a bit, you're not actually able to eat that much.
Right.
So I think, you know, she captured it very well. It's about what you need rather than what you want, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Are you changing anything about the way you're doing things in particular in your family? This, I mean, you talked about your mother already freezing stuff in the summer, which is extremely insightful. But what are you doing differently?
Well, For us, I think we are focusing a lot on the making sure we don't waste. And I think that goes very well with what was said in the clip too. And just, you know, keeping it simple rather than having so many different things, which takes a lot of time and takes a little bit away from the spirituality of the month too, because then you're spending that much more time making all these different things. So that simplifying it is where we're trying to put focus on.
And what have you heard from the new Canadian Muslims here in, and their ideas of what they thought things were going to cost in Canada versus what they actually cost?
Yeah, you know, this is the part that I'm hearing a lot is some people thought, you know, we're going to come to Canada and life is going to be much, much more easier. But they're here and sort of dealing with the brunt of it, because those who have already been in Canada for, you know, decades or for a while, they hopefully have a place to live. They bought homes when they were, you know, much more affordable. Now they're dealing with things that are not affordable at all, and having to put food on the table, having to pay all the bills. It's much more challenging for them. So some people, from what I hear, are very much surprised of how they're going to, and they're not sure how they're going to manage life sometimes.
Yeah, and we hear that sort of just across the spectrum of regardless of who you are. I mean, it's difficult to afford things right now, for sure. Okay, Sabour, well, thank you so much for coming in again. I appreciate
it. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That is Sabour Khan. He's a London dad and husband. He's also a local representative with the Muslim Association of Canada.